Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Jolie Proudfit. She's here to talk about the 6th Annual California's American Indian and Indigenous Film Festival happening out at Pechanga Resort and Casino in Temecula on November 1st. So thank you very much for joining me today, Jolie. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm happy to be here.
This is the 6th Annual Film Festival. Is that correct?
That is correct, our 6th annual.
We're going to be talking about the details of the film festival in just a moment, but first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm Dr. Jolie Proudfit. I am a professor of American Indian Studies and the executive director of the California's American Indian and Indigenous Film Festival, which is produced by the California Indian Culture and Sovereignty Center at Cal State San Marcos, and we do this in partnership with our wonderful sponsoring partner, the Pechanga Resort and Casino, and numerous tribal partners and community partners.
Now, November is actually Native American Heritage Month. Tell us about that.
Yeah, every November is Native American Heritage Month in the United States. And so we're excited to bring programming and educational opportunities and cultural opportunities to the region, and no better way to kick off Native American Heritage Month than to bring the largest American Indian and Indigenous Film Festival in the United States, which is held every November, the first weekend in November, at the Pechanga Resort and Casino, and that's our California's American Indian and Indigenous Film Festival. So this is a great way for audiences to learn about American Indians, be entertained, educated, and really have a unique experience in the contemporary lives of American Indians.
Okay, now how are you going to fill up 3 days of entertainment? What have you got planned for this year's film festival?
Well, we have over 20 films, features, shorts, and documentaries, including animation, playing at this year's festival. We had over 1,000 submissions this year, so it's very difficult to select some really, really great films this year. We have several world premieres, a couple of U.S. premieres, and some California premieres at this year's festival. So we have quickly become the must-see event of the season. We're opening the festival on Thursday, November 1, with a featured documentary called Warrior Women. And this is a great film, which is the story of Madonna Thunderhawk, who is an AIM, American Indian Movement leader, from the late 60s, early 70s, and she's been active in the movement, and it talks about her life, her impact, and then the next generation of American Indian Movement leaders and warrior women like her daughter. And that film is going to be preceded with a number of shorts that are focused on issues surrounding Native women. And these shorts, we have a couple of world premieres that look at the issue that's happening both in Canada and in the U.S. on missing and murdered Indigenous women, which is in epidemic proportions in Canada, in some serious, serious proportions here in the U.S. And then we're going to highlight a short film that looks at the 55 Native American women running for public office this year. And this is so timely given that our festival happens the weekend before election date, and we're going to have two of the Native women candidates running for Congress Skype in so they can talk to audiences live. So we're really excited that this year's festival is about elevating the voices of Native American women, both in front of and behind the camera. And so we're really excited to kick off this year's festival with a strong showing of the film Warrior Woman, which is a Southern California premiere. And then we'll have some world premieres preceding it. And we're asking audience members to wear red in honor of missing and murdered Indigenous women. And we'll have booths there talking about some of these issues and how people can help.
Now, what have you got lined up for Friday? I see you've also got another California premiere of a special movie lined up on Friday.
Yes, Friday we have a new programming change. We have both a California premiere and a U.S. premiere. We have a double feature on Friday. So So Kayak to Klimtu is going to, we're going to have the California premiere Friday at 5 p.m., and we'll have the director and one of the lead actors of the film, Dr. Evan Adams, who is an actor in the film, and he's also a medical doctor. He's going to be joining the Q&A following that film, and that film's a fantastic film, really great, especially for young audiences and family-friendly. It's really a story about how one young woman committed to her family and making some environmental change can do so with perseverance and the love and support of her family. So it's a wonderful family-friendly film. That's going to follow, the film that follows that, the 7 p.m. double feature, is Through Black Spruce, which is a U.S. premiere. It played at the Toronto International Film Festival, and we're so excited to have the U.S. premiere, and we will have one of the producers of that film, who also acts in that film, Tina Keeper, attending the film festival on Friday and doing the Q&A for that. So we're really excited about that film. And then on Saturday afternoon, we do our annual youth track, which has become one of our most popular attractions. It's free for youth, and we encourage youth from 12 to 18 to come. We'll have a number of well-known American Indian hip-hop artists in attendance who will be working with the tribal youth to write their own song and record it. And that is going to be led by renowned artist, Kiowa artist Stephen Paul Judd. So that's going to be a fun, free event available to youth, and that goes from 12 to 3. Then our Saturday night closing, and this is the first place we're announcing this. We just got confirmation. We are going to be showing the film Indian Horse, which is directed by Stephen Campanelli, based on the award-winning novel by Richard Wagamese, who unfortunately passed away just a few years ago. And it's executive produced by Clint Eastwood. And so we're very excited that the cast will be there, the director will be there, and we're still waiting on confirmation, but it's looking very good that Mr. Eastwood himself will be present on Saturday night.
Wow, very good. Now, last year you were part of one of the main premieres of the movies. Can you tell us a little bit about that movie last year?
Yeah, last year we had the West Coast premiere of the film Hostels, directed by Scott Cooper and Christian Bale. And that was an amazing experience. We had the director and the cast come out for that film, and that was a sellout. It was really, really well received. It did really well at the box office, and you know that film was is one of the most beautiful films that I've ever seen. It was a Western that really talked about things like forgiveness and reconciliation. And so we're excited to continue in that vein with Indian Horse, our Saturday night feature, which is about the boarding school trauma and experience in Canada and about reconciliation. You know, Canada has a truth and reconciliation with the Canadian Indigenous population. We have yet to have something similar here in the U.S. So I think this is a beautiful film. It's moving, it's beautifully done, it's beautifully shot, but I also think it's going to provide for a dialogue with audiences about healing and reconciliation. So it's a perfect end to our sixth-year annual festival. We hope audiences come out. We like to provide audiences with free valet parking, wonderful, a beautiful theater. Tickets are only $10, and you get free popcorn. So I don't know what you can do with $10 nowadays that includes this much entertainment, but I encourage your audiences to come out, participate in some wonderful first glimpses and first sees. I mean, we have so many premieres, and these films are just really amazing. We couldn't be prouder. And then we also have on Friday afternoon, I failed to mention, NBC Universal will be doing a training and a information session for individuals interested in getting their works into television and film. So NBC Universal is going to be doing that workshop on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Let's reiterate a little bit. When is the film festival? When does it start?
Thursday, November 1st. And that's at 7 p.m. We have a red carpet at 6 p.m. And each night we have a red carpet. So Thursday, it's 7 p.m. Friday, festival begins at 5 p.m. because we do have a double feature. And then Saturday, we have a youth track from 12 to 3. And Saturday night, festival film, the feature film is at 7 p.m.
And tickets are only $10. How can they get them in advance?
All they have to do is go to the Pechanga box office, and they can purchase their tickets online at the Pechanga box office.
Okay, what's the website?
It is pechanga.com.
That's simple enough. They should be able to remember that. Pechanga.com to get tickets in advance, and tickets are only $10.
Correct.
Okay, Jolie Proudfit talking to us about the 6th Annual California's American Indian and Indigenous Film Festival happening out at Pechanga Resort and Casino starting November 1st. Thank you very much once again for joining me today, Jolie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and we'll see you at the movies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.